Hold on. Hold on to what? The light side was his bedrock, and his bedrock had crumbled. He felt the dark side's triumph, felt its gluttony, its glee. With a wrenching effort, he reestablished self-control. No, I will not feed my fears. Let the dark side starve without me. There's enough bottled water, said Organa, and most of the meal packs survived the crash. We can reach the temple on foot. It won't be easy, but we have to try. We can't stay here and just give up. If we're going to die, Obi-Wan, at least we can die doing something. The senator sounded like Qui-Gon. It should have been comforting, but it only made him sad. He handed back the electro-binoculars. I agree we must do something, but I'm not sure your plan is the best idea. If that structure is a Sith temple, it's almost certain that the cause, the source of what's attacking me, is in there. Organa shoved the binocs back into his pocket and folded his arms. All the more reason to go, then. We find what that is. A holocron, did you call it? We destroy it, and you'll be fine. And after that, we find a way home. The senator didn't understand. How could he? A life in politics could not prepare Bail Organa for this. I fear it won't be quite so straightforward. The closer we get to the temple, the more severely I'm likely to be affected. Which means the more you could be in danger. The Sith are ruthless in their use of dark power, Bail. I understand that, Organa said calmly. And I agree it's a risk. But you've already proven you can beat them. I believe you can beat them again. Obi-Wan stared, puzzled. What are you talking about? You don't remember? On the ship, before we crashed? No, it's all a blur. Whatever hold the Sith had on you, you broke it, just before we hit the ground. It nearly killed you, but you broke it. You pulled us out of our nosedive and you did something with the Force. I don't know what, but it's the reason we're not in the same shape as the ship. Organa shook his head, rueful. Why do you think I can't stay mad at you? He pulled a face. I thought it was my boyish charm. No. Turning, he stared again at the hinted Sith structure, assessed the distance between the plateau it stood on and where they stood now. That's easily 3 days' travel, you know. Sun up to sun down, over unknown terrain, at the mercy of the elements. If he was himself, he wouldn't blink at it. But he wasn't himself, and Organa deserved to know that. I might become a liability to you. I think you underestimate yourself, Obi-Wan. He felt a flash of temper, felt the dark side's delight, and stamped out his annoyance before it caught fire in his blood. And you underestimate the power of the Sith. Any man who does that does so at his peril. I don't deny it'll be a challenge, said Organa. I'm banged up and you're under siege. But I know what I'm capable of, and what you're capable of too. Padme was right when she told me to trust you. Obi-Wan managed a small smile. Why, Senator, are you by any chance attempting politics on me? That depends. Is it working? Obi-Wan tipped back his head and stared at the fading sky. This is a desperate plan, he thought. It's also our only plan. And he's right about one thing. We must do something. We can't just sit here waiting to die. It would appear we're beginning to lose the light, he said. I suggest we retire, replenish our energy reserves with food and rest, and set off at dawn. So, said Organa, that would be yes? Obi-Wan said, his best Yoda impersonation, then swung around to return to the ship. The sight of it struck him to a standstill. Just a bargain model Corellian Starfarer. Nothing fancy, no luxury about it. A sturdy starship beast of burden that had kept them safe as they crossed the airless void. And now, it was a twisted pile of scrap metal. A dead ship, beached on Zagula like a runish ice whale on a glacier. For once, just once, he understood how Anakin felt. "I hope you're all right, my friend, wherever you are. I hope you find your silly little droid."